Okay, today is Daf Samach. I'm set to Zvachim. We're on Daf Samach. We're on the third line. So we're in the middle of a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. They're actually arguing on four different points, which we're going to sum up in a few minutes. It's actually on four different machlokes. But before we get to that, we'll finish up, and then we'll spend the 4R. We're on the third line. And the Gemara says like this. There was a Gzeira Shava, two Gzeira Shavas. There was a Gzeira Shava, it's not really a Gzeira Shava, because you can't have a Gzeira Shava from Yecheskel to the Torah. It's not a Gzeira Shava, it's more of an idea. Same idea is by Yecheskel, same idea is by the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda compared the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, the Mishkan, to the Mizbeach that Yecheskel prophesied about, and Rabbi Yossi compared the Mizbeach of Moshe to the Mizbeach that was inside the Kodesh, the one that they use, the little one, the one that they use every day to burn the Ketorah. And what they do with these comparisons, to get various shapes and sizes of the Mizbeach, of the curtains, all these different, it's actually four different things that they're arguing about. So up to the third line where it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Gamar Gzeira Shava, when Rabbi Yehuda learned this Gzeira Shava, comparing the Mishkan, the Mizbeach of Moshe, to the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, Berechava Hu Degamir. He did that regarding the width, right? The Rochav, the width of the Mizbeach. That's why, according to him, the Mizbeach was much, the surface area, the Maracha it's called, right? The area where they used to burn things was much bigger than according to Rabbi Yossi. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Hakam Mitzchazi Kohen. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen could be seen. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the curtain was only, I think, 5 amos tall, and the Mizbeach is 3 amos tall. As Rashi points out, a person's 3 amos tall. So when you're standing, you're outside watching the curtain, you see the Kohen standing up there. And we said yesterday that there was an Indian that the Avodah should be tsanua, it should be modest, and that should be in public view. So the Gemara answers, it's true. Nihi, the Kohen mitzchazeh, true. You could see the Kohen, but Avodah lo mitzchazi. You couldn't see the Avodah. Why? Because the Avodah is done with your hands, which are at your hand level. So that was much lower. So if somebody's looking at the Avodah, yeah, they could see the guy. But they couldn't see what he was doing. The shefting, or he was doing Zvika, that you couldn't see. Why? It wasn't tall enough. That's okay. You see people milling around, you don't know what they're doing, that's not a violation of this concept of having tzniut, but the Avodah should be private. Okay? Now, Bishlam of Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Ditziv Kidesh. I'm getting back. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was necessary for Shlomo HaMelech to be Mekadesh, the floor of the Azara, because the base of the Mizbeach was too small. Ella, Rabbi Yossi, my Kidesh. What does it mean that he had to sanctify the floor? For what purpose? According to him, the Mizbeach wasn't so small, it wasn't necessary. So the Gemara answers, Lahamid ba Mizbeach. No, just to establish, this is where we're going to put the Mizbeach. I'm sanctifying the floor, so we can put the Mizbeach there. Now, Bishlom lo Yehuda, Hainu Dichtiv Katan. According to Yehuda, it makes sense why you called the Mizbeach small. Why? Because it was small. El Rabbi Yehuda, my Katan. What does it mean it was small? What does that mean? Wasn't small. What does it mean it was small? The Gemara talking to Amar. This is what it means. Mizbeach avonim she'os shlomo tachas nechoshes tachas mizbeach hanechoshes katan hava. That, what does that mean? The mizbeach of Shlomo that replaced the mizbeach hanechoshes was small. It was small for that day. It was still small for that day. It was very, very, a lot of kavanos were brought that day. It was still small. That's what the pshat is. Okay. We're done with this Gemara. We're not done with two more lines. But we're basically done. So it comes out there are four things they're arguing about. Ready? What are the four things? Number one, was the floor of the Azara Kodesh to be makriv karbanos on the floor? In other words, use the floor as the equivalent of the Mizbeach. According to Yehuda, yes. According to Yossi, no. Right? We said yesterday. There were so many karbanos brought, they were makadish the floor, you sprinkled down on the floor. So we said yesterday. Yossi doesn't buy into that. That's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two. How big was the Mizbeach of Moshe? How big was it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 by 10. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it was 5 by 5. Right? Number three, that's the width. That's the width. How wide was it? How high was it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 3 amos tall. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it was 10 amos tall. It's all yesterday. And number four, how high were the curtains outside the Mishkan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they were 5 amos tall. And according to Rabbi Yossi, they were 15 amos tall. Okay? So the four machlokas. Okay? Well, it's not so small. I don't know. Why was it small? Because it was Mishkan. It was a traveling show. It was a traveling show. How big did you make people schlep it? Now, the Mai Kabiflugi, for my plegi, what are we just had the argument about four different things. Well, like, what's the root of the argument? So the root of the argument is, Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Donin Chutz Michutz. Let's compare the Mizbeach that Yechezkel prophesied about to the Mizbeach of Moshe. Why? Because they're both outside Mizbeach. They ain't Donin Chutz Mizbim. Don't compare the inner Mizbeach, which is what Rabbi Yossi did. The little one, by what he said, he said yesterday, but the little one, that it was twice as high as it was wide. So through the outer one was twice as high as it was wide. No! Umar Savar, and Rabbi Yossi held, done in kli mi kli. We're going to darshan a kli to a kli. Right? In other words, the Mizbeach of Moshe outside was a kli. The Mizbeach of inside was also a kli. They ain't done in kli mi binyan. Don't compare a kli, which is what Moshe's Mizbeach was, to the one that Yechezkel prophesied about, which doesn't have the din of a kli. It's a binyan. It's a huge thing. And not only that, they say it was stuck into the ground. It was cemented into the ground, the Mizbeach of the second Beis HaMikdash, or of the future Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just like a little thing you carried around. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not comparing the Mizbeach of Moshe to that. That's not a kli. I'll compare it to the inner Mizbeach, which was a kli. Okay? Now we're going to get into some actually fascinating stuff about the ability to bring Korbanos Hazman Hazeh. Did Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Oh, I'm sorry. Amar Rava, Modi Rabbi Yehuda v'damim. Rabbi Yehuda agreed regarding damim. We said yesterday what that meant. Look at Rashi, it's all in the bottom. Ah, Faga, even though, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol ha'azara mikudeshet, the azara had holiness to it, Hani mili, that's only l'hakter chalavim. That's only to burn the fat. Avol zrikas hadam, lo, not zrikas hadam. You cannot be zorik the dam on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Absolutely not. But other things you can do. Did Tanya, because we learned, we actually had this Gemara already. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, which says like this, Kos echad hayimamali midam atarovet, they used to collect a cup of blood. Every time they would check an animal, they would try to catch the blood right away. We said that already. Kabbalah means the original blood, right when you slaughter an animal. But here, they would collect blood that a tarovus means a mixture. Vishav called Gabi Mizbeach, and they would pour that mixture on the Mizbeach. Why? Because she'im yishafeh damo shalachat mehen, because it could have happened. There was a very, very, very busy day. And it could have happened that while they were running back and forth to do bakrav kavanos, some of the dam of somebody, of some group out there, would spill. And if it would spill, it would never get effectuated. And if it never gets effectuated, you can't eat the carbon pesach. So to make sure that if that happens, they want to save the carbon. How are they going to know whose it is? So busy. So what they did was, they would take a collection every hour, I don't know what they would do, and they would scoop up some dam off the floor. The stomach, they would drop every single carbon in there, and take that and pour it on the mizbeach, so everybody see. Everybody see. Nimtza zemach shiro. That would kosher any carbon that might be possible because it spilled. Because while in their haste, right, everyone says, well, Kahana Mazarizim, how did it happen? That's exactly the point. Since it's those Zariz, on such a busy day, there's a chance it could spill. So to save every carbon, they would do this. Now wait a minute. What do you do this for? Be Salkazai, if you hold Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, Kula, Azara, Makacha, but the whole Azara is holy enough. The minute it falls on the floor, you got it right there. That's your bones are right there. What do you have to go scoop it up and bring it to the mizbeach? I think that's what Gemara's going to answer. That's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. It might work. It's still better not to do that, right? Vidilma Vishulikasavar Shvichat Mikoach Ha'adam Ha'inan. Or maybe you require human activity, human actual person actually pouring it, not just, well, it fell by itself because I just slaughtered an animal. It's an actual human hand, human action, human koach doing the actual pouring. So you might say, well, if that's true, Nashkalev and Nishpach Le'adukte, they can just pick up the cup of Zam and spill it right back on the floor. Or that's the words of the Mizbeach for. If the floor is the same thing as the Mizbeach, just do that. So the Gemara says, well, Vadilma Mishub Divi'ina, Mitzvah Ne'amukhar. Maybe you require Mitzvah Ne'amukhar. At least do it the best way possible. So there's not a raya. Not a raya. You thought it would be a nice raya, like you said. Certainly there's an optimal way to do it. Okay? Next. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach Shenifgam Ein Ochlin Begino Shirei Mincha. If the Mizbeach is broken, some part of the Mizbeach is broken, you cannot eat kachim with that Mizbeach. Just by virtue of the fact that the Mizbeach is broken, it prevents you from eating any kachim. They pick Shirei Mincha, I don't know why, but they pick Shirei Mincha, and any kachim, well, the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, what? How about Zvika or anything else? Right. So maybe it broke after he did the Zvika. Right? Could that be shot? It broke after after. Maybe it broke afterwards. That's a good question. Does the article say anything about that? No? What?
So what?
So what? Doesn't make a difference. So what? If you can't bring it, so maybe it broke afterwards? Maybe it broke afterwards? So the Gemara says, how do I know that? Shenemar, because it says, V'achluhu matos etel ha-mizbeach. They ate the matzah next to the mizbeach. With this pasuk. This pasuk is in Vayikra Yud Beis. Okay? What's that pasuk talking about? Oh, so the Gemara says, V'chi etel mizbeach achluha. Oh, they ate it right next to the mizbeach? No. What does it mean? Ela bizman shehu shalem. They ate it when there is a mizbeach there. Below bizman shehu chaser. Not when there's no mizbeach there. It's a limud. You have to have a mizbeach there. It has to be shalem. If it's not shalem, you don't need it. It could be next to the mizbeach. Next to the mizbeach. It means there's a mizbeach there. Tosfos asks a bomb question. Tosfos says, this pasuk is talking about the miluah. Right? The inauguration of the Mishkan. Didn't we learn already that anything said by the miluah cannot be learned Ladoro? What kind of pasuk is it? What kind of makor is it? We said, Miluim, oh, that was a one-shot deal, all the rules, all bets are off, all the rules are different. So Tosfos answers, says like this, that, well, we do find similar, he says like this, we do find similar types of ideas, we had this yesterday, the day before, that a mizbeach that's broken, you can't shech kachim there while it's broken. So we do have similar types of halacha. So now that it was good, the mizbeach was fine. And after that, everyone sits down at the big table to go eat, all of a sudden, so, oh, by the way, the mizbeach is broke. Oh, we can't do that. Have a similar idea like that. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's fine. It's an okay limud. The Yad Gav is definitely so fascinating. He says, since with all due respect to Tosfos, I would give a different answer. I would say, why did Hashem tell Moshe, make sure that the Mizbeach wasn't shalom, it's been up for one day, it's been up for seven, already it broke? There's no shiloh that Moshe knew that there's nothing wrong with this Mizbeach. It's a fine Mizbeach. So why does the Torah say, V'achlu matos etel Mizbeach, you don't see it next to the Mizbeach, no, you have to eat it when there's a full Mizbeach. Moshe's scratching his head, this Mizbeach has been up for 1 week, what do you mean, it's broken already? Obviously, it's Lazarus. You hear that? What do you mean?
One carbon, if the
Right.
Right. So they've been eating with a one-shot deal. What? No, but what were they eating? What were they eating? They were eating the components of a one-shot deal. Right, I hear you. So that's the answer. So if you suppose it's the answer, then it must be like better. I think I'd love the answer, maybe. Which is a nice answer. Okay, anyway. Ashkelon, Shir Mincha. That's all good for Shir Mincha. Kodshe Kodshe Minala. How do you know that the same applies to all Kodshe? Maybe it's a special thing by Mincha. It's Masa. How do you know it applies to all Kodshe Kodshe? Talmud Lomar Kodshe Kodshe. Says Kodshe Kodshe. Same pasuk. Kodshe Kalim Minayon. How do you know the same applies to Kodshe Kalim? Look at the little Tosas. Kodshe Kalim Minayon. See Tosas? One line. Not even. Half a line. Tema. The low Yalof Mehekesha Mizos HaTorah. We compare Kodshe Kalim to Kodshe Kodshe all the time. All of a sudden, the Gemara wants to know, well, how do you know Kodshe Kalim? Says Tosas. What do you mean, how do you know? It's all the same. Tosas an answer. Lose it out. I don't understand what's going on here. But that would have all. It's Fire Ahmed Bays trying to answer this question. Ready? The question is, how do you know that Kodshe Kalim must be eaten? It has to be that the Mizbeach has to be there, otherwise you can't eat Kodshe Kalim. Now, it doesn't make a difference if the Mizbeach has a hole in it, or if the Mizbeach is not there altogether, right? It's got to be there. How do you know that? So we're going to have that. That's such a long thing to get to the answer. Ready? Titania. Rabbi Yossi Omar. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm sorry, Omar Abaya, it's the Midrash of Rabbi Yossi. Says Abaya, we're always going to have a big problem with this. Abaya says, it's learned that from Rabbi Yossi's story. The Tanya, Abaya says like this, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Gimel Devarim, Mishum, Gimel Zekanim. I heard three things from three, Zekanim. V'zeh Echad Mehen. This is going to be one of them. What are the other two? The other two, one of them is from Rabbi Akiva, and it's a whole thing about a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz. The second one is from Ben Doma, right? He's talking about Bechor and Yerushalayim, very complicated things. Here's the third one. So let's talk about Bechor. Here's the third one. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yachal, I would think, Yale Adam, Meister Sheni, Li Yerushalayim, V'yochlenu B'zman Hazeh. I would think, why don't people eat Meister Sheni B'zman Hazeh in Yerushalayim? Why not? Guy in Israel, guy lives in the Golan, he's got an orchard, why doesn't he come through Shalom to eat Meister Sheni? Why not? We know where the walls are still there. Why not? If man is there, why not take your produce and go to Yerushalayim, eat it there? Why not? What's stopping you? What? They have to be tahar, maybe. So, besides that problem. So maybe it could be podeid. Maybe you can be poded, take the money, spend the money. Why not? Says Rabbi Shmuel, Bedin who is the Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer, you don't have to do that. Why? Bechor ta'un habas mako. A Bechor has to be brought in, by the Zomachor today, because Bechor has to be shefted. But so what do they do today? They make sure that the Zomachor is ever born. That everything is with a shelter for the guy. So Bechor, right? Everything is a partnership with the guy. It's a guy who never did a Bechor. By the way, there was once a picture of the Hamodia. There was a Bechor that was born that they didn't do. They forgot it. They didn't do shittim. Something like that. I don't know where it was. Some Bechor was born. It was an animal. And the Bechor, it's Kodesh. It was never touched. You couldn't see the face. It looked like cousin it. It was completely covered with hair. With they never shear it. Not allowed to. Because it's a Bechor. So they try to avoid that. It's almost. But you feel bad for the animal. That's a halacha. Nothing you can do. So they try to avoid that today. Today, in order to have a Bechor, you need, the Gemara said, habaz, you need habaz makom. You need a base of mitzvah. Umayzer ton habaz makom. Umayzer also requires Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor, enu ela b'fnei habayis. Just like Bechor, it's not really a kalachom, it's more of a lima. Just like a Bechor requires a base of mitzvah. Af Meiser, Einu Ela B'fnei Habayis. So too Meiser also requires a Beis HaMikdash. So think about why. Ma Bechor, Shekein Tal Ma'an Damim, Dei Murin. Well, Bechor is a carbon. That's why it needs a Mizbeach, it needs a Beis HaMikdash. Legabe Mizbeach, I'm sorry. Ma Bechor, Shekein Tal Ma'an Damim, Dei Murin, Legabe Mizbeach. What are you talking about? Bechor needs a carbon. Of course you need a Mizbeach. You have to shecht it. You need a Murim and Dan. Why is he going to need any of that? the Gemara says, well, Bikurim Yochichu. Bikurim will take care of that. Well, Bikurim will take care of that. Because Bikurim doesn't require Karbanos. There's no Bikurim today. Bikurim's not a carbon. You take the first fruit, you bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, can I answer that? Ma Bikurim shekein te'udin hanacha. But Bikurim has to be placed next to the Mizbeah. And you know what? There is no Mizbeah. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, so how do I know that there's no Maisa Sheni today? Can't learn it out of Maisa. I can't learn it out of Bechor. I can't learn it out of Bikurim. I think Rashi might say it, or someone says it. I can't learn it out from both of them, because both of them have Tad Mizbeah. Both of them are different. They're very different. So how do I know that there's no Maisa Sheni today? Makes logical sense. It should be. The answer is, it's a pasuk. Talmud Lomar, Ve'aveisim Shama Olo Seichem. And the pasuk continues. Zivcheichem, Masreichem, Trumas Yedchem, Nidrechem, Nidvotechem, Bechoros, Bekarchem, Vitzonchem. Makish, Meiser, Lebechor. There's a hekish, there's the same pasuk. Meiser and Bechor. Ma, Bechor, Eino, El, B'nei Habayit, Ah, Meiser Sheni, Eino Ella Bifnei Habayis. Okay? It is a Hekish. That's all. And by the way, you're not allowed to ask Kashas on a Hekish. It makes you not a Hekish. Might not make sense to us. Why not? Hekish, there's no Meiser Sheni today. Karbanos, I perfectly understand. No Meiser Sheni today. Okay? Which is why, it's not that. There's no Meiser Sheni practice at all. Now, okay. I don't know how they do it today. Meister Sheni, I don't know what they do. Shulman's Meister is a different story. That's not in this pasuk. The Gemara asks him, "Binahada Dila v'neiti v'matzad." What do we need a pasuk for? Use a matzad. What? Well, Bechor and Bikurim together, neither of them require Beit HaMikdash. Neither of them can be done with Bavaseh. So too, Meister doesn't have to be done with that. What do we need a hekesh for? The Gemara says, well, Mishum Dikla Mivrach Ma'al Atzad, Hashav HaShepen, Shekinyesh Behen Tzad Mitzbeah. Well, they have a Tzad Mitzbeah. Okay? In other words, the two of them require the Mitzbeah. Meister doesn't. They're very different. That wouldn't tell me why Meister can't be done with Ma'al. Therefore, I require a hekesh. Now the Gemara asks two-word question, which prompts Tosas to write two full pages of Tosas. The question is, Mai Kosovar. What does the Tana hold? It's a hard question. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hai Tana, this, it's a little further up, it's one line, Rashi. Hai Tana, this Tana, deposit le Bechor mi Meiser. That answered the question by comparing Bechor to Meiser. What does this Tana hold? I want to understand this Tana. This question, Mai Kosovar, what kind of question is that? It's like a Hechidami. It's an informational question. I'm not asking a question to disprove you, to say you're wrong. Information. Explain to me your svara. My kosavar. What exactly do you hold? E kosavar. Do you hold? Kincha rishona. Kincha l'shaita. The kincha l'asid lavo. Do you hold that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Now, we're talking about now the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Not the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi says that. If you hold that the Kiddushah that was Mekadesh originally is still present today in the year 2011, if you hold that, then I feel a Bechor Nami. Then even a Bechor also what? This is the wild part. I can't build a Beit HaMikdash. That I can't build. I can build a Mizbeah. So I have a Mizbeah. In the year 2011, people are ready to do it today. They were itching to do it, right? So if I could build a Mizbeach today, couldn't I bring a Bechor? What's stopping you? Right? Rashi says, Afilu Bechor Nami. Afilu Bechor Yakri V'yochal. Daha man de Itzle. Kiddusha la'asid lavo Itzle. Shemakribin. You can bring a carbon. Afal Pisha in Bayit. Kimimim Megillah. I don't need a Beit HaMikdash. I need a Mizbeah. So can I do it today? Why not? If Kedusha is up forever. His Kedusha is eternal. I know.
What?
Then what? Bring Bukhar. What? I don't know if you can bring all Karbanos. I don't know how we're going to get out of the Tumah problem. It's a big tumor. So the only one you can do with Tumah is Karban Pesach. That what? What? They what? They go up to the Har Bayit? Who? These stern guys? What? No, I don't know, but that's not such a kasha. Keep two going. What? First of all, there's some that I don't have to do with the Torah. There's some that do. That's a detail. Here we take. Now, v'ikah savar lo kitcha l'asid lavo, and if you hold that there's no kedusha b'zman hazeh, then afilu b'chor namiti boi. In the same kasha, you should have a b'chor. Look at Rashi. Afilu b'chor ki hagavna namiti boi, kigon, shekarvu dama ve'murav. What happens is this. Not that you're going to bring a b'chor today. Let's say somebody brought a b'chor. What did he bring a b'chor? On the eighth day of Av, he brought a b'chor. Or maybe on Tisha B'Av in the morning. And later in that afternoon, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Now you have the meat. Can you eat it? If someone was bad, it's gone, destroyed. Can I eat it? It should be the same kasha. Rashi says, Kigon, Shekarvu Dama Ve'murav, then Bechar Habayit. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. B'Sar HaKayim. Mao Sheoch Luhu, can you eat it? That should be the same kasha. Why? Because we the whole discussion was, by the way, you know what we're doing here? You know why we're bringing this down? We're trying to get to the point whether Kadshe Kalim can be eaten without a Mizbeah. Do you see what we're doing? So the question is, if there's no Kedusha lost without a Mizbeah, the Mizbeah is broken. That's how we started off. What if the Mizbeah is broken? Kadshe, you can't. Mincha, you can't. What about Kadshe Kalim? Well, let's go. Here we started this whole tangent. So now we're getting to the point. What if there's no Kedusha to Mizbeah? So the minute the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha is gone. What if I had a Bukhar from the morning? Can I eat it? No one asked that question. Therefore, Amar Ravina, so Ravina explains like this. La'olam katsavar, lo kitcha. No, there's no Kedusha now. Lo kitcha, there's no Kedusha now. V'hacha b'mayeskina, you know what we're talking about? The Bukhar, shenizrak, damo, kodam, korban habayit. The blood was sprinkled on the morning, tishrei in the morning. Then, Bukhar habayit. Then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Badai in Bisro Kayim. And I want to know, can I eat the meat? The answer is no. Why not? The Iskash Bisaro Ladamo. I make a hekish from the Basar to the Dam. Ma Damo Bimizbeah. Just like the Dam needs a Mizbeah. Now, I had the Mizbeah for the Dam. That's not what it means. What it means is the Dam has to stay here. The Mizbeah has to stay till long, even though I did the Dam already. Still not good enough. The Mizbeach has to be here, even though the dam has already been sprinkled. Right? Af basar, af bisaro b'mizbeach. So too, the basar has to be here, the Mizbeach has to be here, so that I can eat the basar. So what do you see? By kodshe kalim, can you eat, do you need the Mizbeach? The answer is yes. Right? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And the Mizbeach? Absolutely. I just proved it. It's a very, very complicated proof. V'asi Meiser, v'yolof mi b'char. Meiser comes, and I learn out Meiser from b'char. Isn't it a double hekish? First, dam to basar, and then Meiser to b'char. The Gemara is going to answer that question in a minute. It's a double hekish. So what do you see from here? Therefore, Abaya says, I say that Kachay Kalam also requires Mizbeach. If you don't live in Mizbeach, you cannot eat Kachay Kalam. How do I know? I just proved it. Okay? So, one second. He asked a good question over here, Tosfos. In this gigantic Tosfos, he asked a very good question. His question is, why do you have to be so aggressive? Why do you have to say that the Gore, that, why do you have to say that Kitcha lost, there's no Kedusha loss of love? Why do you have to say that? I'll give you a very simple case. During the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and somebody brings a Bechor in the morning, and later on that day, the Beit HaMikdash gets a crack in it. So the question is, can I eat it? And the answer is no. Why do you have to be so drastic? The day the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, no Kedusha anymore. Why do you have to be so drastic for it? So it's a very simple case. A guy brings the carbon, and after he brings it, something happens to the Mizbeah. They call the repair crew. It's going to take a few days to repair it. I know. What? Yeah. And by the way, Tosfos says, that's a much better thing to say. You know why? Because we do hold that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is forever. We do hold like that. The pigeonhole is to get out of that. That's the minority opinion in Shas. He says, B'chol makom b'shas, m'shitas ha-shas, b'chol makom she-kedushas Yerushalayim, kitchalas in love. It does last. So what's the Gemara doing? So Tosfos's answer is maybe the Bryce said, ma b'chor eino ela b'fnei habayis. Right? Which is mashma, that the whole thing is tolui in the binyan Beit HaMikdash itself, not just the Mizbeah. That's if it's Mizbeah Bayis. It should have said it's Mizbeah. As the Bryce up above said, just like in Bechor, you require a Bayis. You require a Bayis. So because of the fact that Gemara said that, so it must be, that's how we're going to address the case. Right? Right. That's a suggestion. What? No, we said everyone agreed the blood can never be on the floor. The Murim could be on the floor, but that, the never the dam. Never the dam, no. No. It was Kodesh that I could pick it up and then sprinkle it on the Mizbeah, pour it on the Mizbeah. That sense it was Kodesh. But with the going, yes, pick it up and pour it right back down on the floor. You can't do that. You could pick it up. That sense it was Kodesh. You could pick it up. It's making a good point. You could pick it up. It's not that it fell down the drain. I could pick it up. It's still valid. But I got to go straight into the Mizbeah. Yes. So, okay, so far so good? Now, the Chidava Alama Behekish, Chosim Alama Behekish? Can't have a double hekesh. We know that already. So the Gemara says, no, not a double hekesh. Meiser dogon chulenu. Meiser shady is chulen. So that brings up another machlokes that we had. Well, does the whole thing have to be kachim or right? So dam is kachim. The basar is kachim. Then we're comparing bechor, which is kachim, to meiser, which is chulen. Okay, aha, nichlamanda amar basar lo amar aslina. That's good according to some. Everything has to be kachim. Ma'ikol neimar, and the Gemara answers, "Well, dam basar chadim milsehi." No, dam basar the same thing. Therefore, it's the same thing. It's not a double hekish. It's one hekish. The hekish is bechor to meiser. Bechor to meiser. The fact that meiser is chulin is irrelevant. Bechor to meiser. Okay. Now, kisalik ravin. Oh, I said it was rav. I'm sorry, it was ravin. Kisalik ravin. Actually, you know what? We should stop here because Kisalik Ravin, when Ravin came, Amra Lishmaitza Kamedra of Yirmiyah. He said over this whole Abayat Torah to Rav Yirmiyah. That what? That Kache Kalim can't, there's no more Kedusha. You can't eat Kache Kalim out of Mizbeah. Can't. And Amar, Rav Yirmiyah says the following statement. Bavloi Tipshoi, the Babylonians are a bunch of tipishes, which in English means just stupid, right? Amtul the Yasve Ba'arba Chashocha, they live in a dark land. Amishmaitza Lamach Chasha. So they say dark things. Meaning they say silly things. Things that are crazy. Okay? I think we're going to stop here because what Yirmiyah is going to do is he's going to bring Ryan that they used to when they would at the time of the when the Mizbeach, when the Mishkan would travel, when the Bnei Yisrael would travel, so the Gemara has a discussion whether or not, let's say the guy's a Mitzorah. So he's a Mitzorah, he has to stay three camps away in the Midbar. What if they're traveling? Where can he go? The answer is, still stay three away. There's no more camps, there's no more Mitzmishkan, they're moving now. It doesn't make a difference. So what do you see? Even though the Mitzmishkan's not there, the Mitzbeth's not there, all the rules still apply. How could you tell me that when there's no Mitzbeth, you can't make Kachet Kalim? It's not true. He's going to say the same thing about a Torah or a Zav or eating Karbanos. So what do you see? Just because the Mitzbeth is traveling now, that idea is still there. So it's going to be a Kasha, and then we're going to answer the Kasha. But Amar Al is only three lines. Why should I start the question, and then and tomorrow, start tomorrow late. But we'll leave it on time. Hopefully we'll, yeah. Right. I don't know. That's a good question. I was wondering about that. We have like a day of other things, and we'll go back to this. I know. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I was wondering about that also. What? We're going to read that early. Fine. Play nice. Everyone have a good day.